dog.
Big dog,
big dog get you wet. Big dog get your wife gone.
Big dog,
big dog give a back. Big dog play with me.
Big dog,
nigga, I'm a big dog too.
Hell, you call me for now. Call me big dog.
Big dog,
big dog.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Hey, call me big dog. Big dog.
Big dog.
No, it's big dog. Big dog. He's like, cuz. Forget about it, cuz.
Big dog.
Big dog. Big dog. Big dog. Big dog. Big dog. Big dog. Hold up, but that's not even the one I want to play to start the pod. I know we already started. I'm going to give it to y'all one time anyway.
He literally said, are you ready?
Nah.
Are you ready?
You got left on the block here, porta potty.
You a porta potty.
Just there at the party. She drinking probably. She's serious, not sorry.
Okay.
That's when she just hit it hard. Started feeling godly.
Hey, yo, Rich, hit me with some dope ass ad lib this song.
Y'all.
Just there at the party.
Yo, yeah, he's really party, 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 party.
We were just there at the party.
Okay.
She drinking brown.
She's serious,
brown,
not sorry. That's when she just hit it hard.
Give me like two bars real quick, bro.
I see her, y'all don't see me, it's a surprise. Here I am, one time for your motherfucking. Anybody like me, you know I be fucking sucking. No,
got
I
it ain't sucking, that's gay.
You know what? So that hold up. I didn't do that right.
No, actually, like. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the fade out.
Yeah.
Fade out, Kings.
But yeah, that's the Kid Cudi. But the best part of that song for me, when Travis comes on.
Oh.
No. Hit that kid to the party. No, it's not the best part. Shut up.
I cut it off because I didn't like Pharrell's part too much. And I was like, this isn't loud enough to enjoy this song. So I'm just going to listen to it at a later time.
Really?
So I didn't get to hear the Travis Scott part. So,
me neither.
Rich.
What is
the fade in?
Had the shit bumping, living Westwood with the bumps. I went no limit with the budget. Me and the cutty had the hoes heavy on the money. Took it right down to the dungeon. Wildin' in the night, we ain't leaving out till it's sunny. Heavy outside.
Let me try the ad libs. Hold on.
One time,
just Travis.
Remember four letters. It's making it.
Yeah.
Scott. That's why the rage get me. No. What?
In a comb day sweater. Baby, come
here. Sneeze. Shoot. Get it. Like, whoop. That's hot. It burns. It's my turn.
Stars in my rose and my feet.
Like no kids. You ain't neither Riz. Ooh.
Okay.
Time. What time?
And she coming fast like a cheetah.
What time?
Not a cheetah. Bark at his watch.
Travis.
Like bark at his watch.
What time?
Huh? He bit his watch right now.
My time? Yeah, like fucking man, I don't want to talk about it, but I would talk about it. Oh, then my dad and my beat about it.
Okay, don't do
offset?
That.
Offset? No? Okay.
No, I get you, but don't do that.
Okie dokie. Hey, but you know what it is, though. Because we're already on it. We off the rails already, baby.
Off the rails.
You know what it is. It's a hot pod with hot takes, but no breaks, so strap the fuck in. You know who I bees. I be Rich all up on the mic.
Damn it, man. Keep it going. Fuck it.
I did it on purpose. Relax.
Razzy on the mic.
fuck it. Better throw it left.
It's Mike all up in this bitch.
I mean, to my right.
Someone's in the building.
Hey.
One of us.
And somebody is definitely all up in this bitch.
I'm telling my big dog.
Hey, you know what? It's been a while, so what you want from me, huh? But you know what it is?
It's bits in here, huh?
It's lit in here, huh?
But you know what? You deserve something.
Yeah, that was top tier.
Shut
tier.
Up, bitch. Shut up, bits. God damn.
Hey, you're on today.
Hey. If anybody's gonna triple double today, it's you. It's
me. He was asleep.
On the couch.
Yeah, you ever seen that movie? Forrest Whitaker, Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. Street Kings?
Street Kings, yeah. He was like,
this is the shit, man.
You were asleep.
Yeah.
On the couch. Yeah. Shout out to Keanu Reeves.
Ain't nobody asked you for that. With your lemon eye.
Yeah. I hate Forrest Whitaker's neck. Yo, shout out to Forrest Whitaker's son.
Shout out to Ghost.
Oh, yeah, Dog. Ocean.
Shout out to Ocean.
Dope dude.
He's a cool dude. Always wore a suit.
Ghost Dog, right?
No, it's his son.
His actual son. We know his actual son.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What's his name? Ocean. Fucking Tree?
No, actually, close. It's Ocean.
Close.
Ocean.
It's earthy.
Ocean Whitaker.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good dude.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
I was wearing the suit.
Shout
jacket.
Shout out to Ocean.
Shout out to suit jacket.
Ocean views.
Yo, but we back. shut up. Let me steer the ship.
Okay.
You just stand in the hole.
I'll stay in the ocean view.
Hey, you were doing good, Gary. Come on.
I know. You stay starboard. Or starport? What is it? What's, you know what?
Nah,
you
the, fucking up.
Do you know the parts of boats?
Port of Miami.
Do you know the parts of boats?
Boats and hoes.
Fuck you guys. I'm being serious. My mom went on a cruise.
I'm being serious.
His name was Tom.
This is off the rails, bro. When are we ever serious? And furthermore, when are you ever serious?
My mom went on a cruise. I'm trying to find out parts of boats. Boats and hoes. But not because my mom was on. I'll fucking kill you.
Anchor.
Yo, why do we do this?
I'm in for you guys.
Why do we do this? I drove an hour for this. Yeah. All right. Yo, 51 minutes. I timed it. I stopped at 7-Eleven. Yo, it's so weirder stopping at like a 7-Eleven by myself that I'm not familiar with. Like, I just think everybody's out to get me.
You That's literally true. Have a 7-Eleven every block around here, bro.
Oh, every block.
Yeah. It's
7-Eleven.
Insane to me.
There's so many Indians around here.
What's nuts is I haven't been to
any of them.
Yeah.
What's nuts is I don't ever frequent 7-Eleven.
It was funny.
Shout out to us for keeping 7-Eleven alive.
Yeah, man, pretty much. The one I went to had this.
Call me Big Dog.
That has some,
Big Dog.
I walk in there and I'm like, Big Dog, Big Dog.
Yo, you almost got a spit take out of me. That shit almost came out my nose. I had to hold that shit.
Big out.
I held that shit like a fart. Yo, you ever had like a fart almost sneak out? You had to hold that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what just happened to me. I just had a mouth fart.
It's the sharks you gotta be scared of.
I ain't scared of them. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I hit my sharks with the Bernie Mac.
On that I ain't scared of you.
Are you a family farter?
Him downstairs.
Do you fart in front of your family? I mean, I'm talking about your wife.
Man, it's my family. Yeah, they could. Yeah, I don't smell your shit for 22 years. You can smell my shit for 5 minutes.
I still fart in front of my mom and dad.
You fart?
Yeah.
All right, but here's the thing. Do your parents fart in front of you?
They might. My mom might like let one squeeze by like from time to time. It'll probably be the funniest thing I ever seen.
I'm sure.
Yo, out of both your parents, I did not.
Not me neither. I'm sitting
think
here.
You were gonna say your mom was one of them.
Yeah, no, my dad, because my dad's a given, right?
Yeah.
But you see your mom fart. Okay.
My dad was maybe not to this day, but was a serial farter back in the day. He used to hit us with a Dutch oven.
Yeah, they got color issues.
Yeah. No, you know, his cereal, when he says cereal farter, it's just like
he just
eating a bowl of cereal, eating Raisin Bran.
He just running like, ah, what?
Yeah.
Nah.
Milk's bubbles.
Yo, cereal with an S, bitch. Not with a C. Triple C's.
Port of Miami. Yeah.
Bring it back.
Port of my daddy.
Port of my daddy.
Yes.
Yo, but
part of my mammy for me.
Your dad ever Dutch oven you? Yeah. You ever been hit with a Dutch oven? Period.
Never me.
No, but I mean, I've had some.
That shit's foul. My dad used to hit us with that when we were little kids. Yeah. We used to like go and think he was asleep on his bed, and we would jump on the bed or whatever, and he'd be like, "Lay with me" or whatever, and we lay down next to my dad, and he would like get the blankets, and go, "Ha ha,
it's Gary's dad."
The worst is
we pass out.
You ever stare at somebody
while they
and
fart?
Like while they're farting, and it's like that long of a fart, you can like think
right
of something. Like
you're doing it right now.
No. Have you ever? Ever
no, nah, but it's just like they got their legs up
the mic
behind their head and just farting.
What are you doing over there, bro? I'm about to say your mic is gonna give them dome.
No, unlike Mike, I'm strong enough to move my mic stand.
No, what? Yeah, what's going on over here?
You weak, bitch.
It's a Thor's hammer. You try that shit.
This is Thor. What? That's the sword in a.
Yeah, the sword in the stone.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
That's Mike Mirror. All
right, Harry Potter.
The Sorcerer's Stone. Isn't that the name of the movie?
Damn, I was hoping Gary had a go. I was hoping you had a pun for that, but it's okay.
I've never seen
any other Harry Potters.
No, I've stopped at 7. All right, I've stopped
seen some
at
Harry's
6.
Poopers.
It was a shot.
It was a reach.
Anyway, we're talking about farts.
Anyways, let's go back to farts. Back to farts.
All right. Since we're talking about parents, were your parents the okay to be naked in front of our kids' parents?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
My mom was.
My mom, too. She's like,
it.
I don't care.
I hate you.
Say it. Say how my mom.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, it'd be like that. It'd be like that. Mom, put a top on.
At what age did it?
Put a towel on.
I got mad jokes, but I don't know what crosses the line and what
doesn't. I mean, we're here now.
I'm not tabling them. I can't do it. With you, I can do it. I mean, what's going to happen?
Nothing's going to happen. I mean,
game line.
If she sees you, she might snuff you.
But it stopped now. After a certain age, triple C's. Triple.
Can't stop it. Cannot stop it.
Oh, that was a good one. But it stopped after a certain age, right?
Nah, it's still going on.
Mom!
My wife is here.
I don't care.
It's Thanksgiving.
Mom, we're shooting the pod.
Yo.
What are you doing? I don't care. Oh, man. Your dad comes in from nowhere. Wang out.
Fart in Dutch oven, everybody.
I would think that none of these things are okay, but I think you'd prefer your mom more than your dad.
You prefer seeing your mom naked over your dad? Nah.
Nah.
Doesn't every son, when they're learning how to pee, see their dad's wiener or something?
Yeah, but how I said nah, let me explain that nah.
Nah. I kind of want to see my mom.
No, because my dad used to walk around in his boxers all the time.
My dad too, except he wears tidy whities.
Yeah, so, okay.
I think I've actually seen your dad.
I've never asked if he still continues.
No. Well, yeah, no, I was
you
done with
hear,
it.
No, you didn't hear what he said.
No, I said so. Whities.
You hear it again.
Did okay.
I think he looked at me.
You'll laugh.
I thought you heard what I said.
You'll hear it.
You'll hear it in the edit.
No, we heard it.
So my dad, he did the underwear thing, but not a lot. I think once we got a little bit older, he kind of was like, all right, I got to start putting on some sweats.
My man Gary got the gulps.
I'm sorry.
Gulp.
He's a throat guy.
Yeah.
I finished my Moscow Mule.
Could you put that straw any deeper in your mouth? You were drinking the drink directly from your throat.
We got to stop the pod. Are you about to blow a whistle to request a drink? Darling.
To request a grape.
Mike, so you said your mom was a naked lady?
Yeah, man. I hated it. But she stopped, I think, shit, man. I had to be sixth grade. But I hated that shit.
She's like, Mike, I'm your mom. Didn't matter.
That'd be a fucking, totally unrelated, but before I lose this thought.
Go ahead.
The grape whistle, but reversed. So, if Rocco was asking for it inside the kitchen, he's like... I need it now. It's mine, but I need it now.
It's like a foghorn?
Yeah.
Just in case nobody knew what that was, let me go ahead and let y'all know.
I heard it. No, I heard it.
Like Fat Albert. It's not like Fat Albert making a horn.
Hells yeah.
Or Albert.
Albert.
Yeah. Albert. Yeah, I went for it.
Well, we did it.
Yo, Mike, remember how you were saying, you shouldn't be scared to get canceled? You went for it.
I went for it.
No, fuck it. Who's going to cancel us? Us?
Who's going to watch?
Who watches this?
As long as they don't bansel us. Oh. You don't want to get banned.
Oh, God.
Banseled?
Are you blood?
He had trouble saying cuz earlier, but he over here talking about banseled. Because I walked in and I was like, what up, cuz? He's like, hey, cuz.
He got the red raw footage shirt. He think he blood.
No, but
I explained it to him. I was like, yo, anytime somebody tells me something, I'll panic and just say the same thing back to them.
Just repeat it?
Yeah, I'll just repeat
that's
it.
Your fail safe? That's like when the teacher would ask you a question, you'd repeat the question to them so you could stall them by yourself.
Exactly.
Time. Okay.
So he said, what up, cuz? And I said, hi, cuz. Hi, cuz.
Also, what up to my cousin as well.
Word to your mother, my good Ted.
My good cuz.
You sound like Paul Walker in Fast and Furious 2.
Uh-huh.
You know
what
he
say?
He kept saying cuz for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it, cuz.
Forget about it, cuz.
So you we haven't potted in a while. You went to the Windy City.
Shout out to Pod Walker.
How was that?
That was awesome, bro. It was fun. It was only for 4 days, but it was
cold as fuck.
No, it wasn't that cold. It was
you 50, went to Chicago?
Yeah.
When?
50 to 60 degrees. I didn't know you was there. 3 weeks ago.
Oh, when you went to the Raiders game.
I'm posting a video tomorrow. Raiders Nation. Finally finished it. I recorded a 1-minute and 30-second long song for this video that I'm gonna drop tomorrow.
Your song?
It came out of retirement.
Dog, and it's hard. It's hard.
Is it hard? I think about coming out of retirement. Dude, I think about maybe putting out an album.
Nah, what I'm saying is, it's like.
Well, shut me down real quick.
No. Well, please do. But
on your own time.
Hey, now please do on your own time. Let me hear it when you're done with it, so I don't have to record it.
You said, "Let me know when you
finish." Boy,
when you're ready, whenever you want to come, I'm here.
Does that make you gay?
If you want to drive down from where you live, you come down here at 3 o'clock. I am here at 3 o'clock, and I can record you any day.
Just dox him. Where does he live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Take a mic. You want a mic?
I got one. He's right there.
He don't even want to go over there, though.
What's up? What's up with you, fool? I'm just going to record at Kevin's house.
Yeah. Shouts to Kevin. I saw him last weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, you bragging?
Yeah.
Quit bragging.
That's my guy.
Did you suck him off?
Mm-mm.
Where'd you see him at?
Robert's son's first birthday party.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we were at the park.
You hit the piñata?
No. What was funny was like
waiting for the sun to go down.
They had Sonny hit the piñata. Then they had Vinny hit the piñata. Then they had maybe one other child before they gave the stick to a 12-year-old girl, and she fucking knocked that shit off the string.
Roman Reigns spirit.
Yeah, and it's like, yo, only four people hit the piñata.
Yo, why is this little girl so fucking strong?
Yeah. And then they just had to end up throwing all the candy into the
park. But that's what always ends up happening.
And then Rob unhinged his jaw like a seagull and just swallowed all the candy.
all the kids.
Rob, give my son back.
No, but what really...
What, fat fuck.
Yo, you really hot about that, huh? I wish you could put text chains up on the screen. That shit was hilarious.
Piece of shit.
Yo, he was so tight. I was driving and I was reading that shit. I was like, oh, nah. Freaky butts.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
The group chat.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Rob called him fat, but he sent a picture of a really fat dude.
Today?
No, this was like a couple days ago.
Weeks ago.
Yeah. But Frigo got tight. They started having a fat off.
I don't remember this.
Fat off.
That was probably
Chicago. That shit was hilarious, bro.
Yeah, man. I ain't take it lightly.
No, you did not.
But
anyway. Shout out to Rob.
the thing that I hated about this, and not to be too not to stay on it for too long, but so when they start throwing the candy, it was like they threw all the candy, all the bags of candy, emptied them out onto like where there's no grass, just dirt. And so these kids are just like in the dirt fucking.
No, what? That's nasty.
Dirty ass candy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, there's grass right there. Perfectly good patch of grass right there. Why are you just emptying these?
Yeah, like, now we got to give these kids some character.
Yeah.
Eat a little bit of dirt.
You see, they're still putting needles in fucking candies, bro.
How the fuck you fit one in there?
That's what I was trying to figure. I saw the video of this dude opening his kid's candy, and he had a little small Snicker, and he opened it, and he opened the actual Snicker, and there was a needle in there. He
put that in there himself.
Yeah, he put that shit in there himself.
Nobody's actually putting needles in candies. Because this is my reason.
Yeah, why? Because...
Why be down?
Hungry? Why?
No. Grape.
Demonetize. Okay, so someone who's actually gonna put like needles or like razor blades in candy is the type of person that wants the satisfaction of knowing that it hurt someone, right? Mm-hmm.
Sick.
So why would you do that when you're not even gonna know if these kids actually ate the candy? Got hurt by the candy. They're not. Yeah. So it doesn't actually happen. There's actually like almost no case on record of this truly happening.
Well, that's kind of like those accidental deaths that have been happening now. Like, I don't know if you've seen, but drug addicts, they empty or they clean their needles in toilet paper. like public restrooms. They put their needles in public restrooms, and then when you wipe your ass, you get fucking Hep C or some shit.
I used to hate to hear
about that's that. Why you're not supposed to wipe your ass.
I used to hate hearing that shit going in the club. Like people would walk, so they would give those rumors that people would go around and stick you with a needle when they when it's like dark as fuck.
Like you sit night in Eazy-E.
AIDS. Hey, what was that, cuz?
Bades.
Bades. That's leads to grape.
That's sick. Like just stabbing people with an AIDS needle?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
It's a rumor, though.
It's nuts.
But you know what wasn't a rumor? Was, I don't know if you guys heard this.
Groomer.
Hey, you heard this?
Not rumor. Groomer.
Hey, you heard this, folks?
Hey. You hear about this?
Everybody looks around. Hey, you heard about this, folks?
I actually stole that from SNL. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll see.
Driving, and then there's somebody that flashes you, even if your lights are on. But if you flash back, it's like some sort of like
gang initiation.
You heard about that? Remember that back in the day?
Yeah. I used to hate that because I'm like, I'm so nice. I'm flashing. And nope, you wanna
never.
You wanna kill me?
I would never. Every time I would
your lights
up,
were off.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah.
That for that?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. Every time I would see somebody with the lights off, and I'm like, I'm good.
Oh well, you just gonna
you gonna die.
You just hear on your Bluetooth. Candy cane.
Yo, that's hilarious. All of that for that is real on that one.
Yeah. Candy cane.
Logged into my boo Bluetooth and everything.
Shouts to Paul Walker, right? Cuz.
Shouts to Paul Walker.
Pod Walker's dope. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But nah, I don't ever flash anybody with their lights off. I let them have their lights off.
For sure. Well, it depends. I'm in like Beverly Hills, I'll do it.
I mean, at this point in my life, like,
you don't know, uppity white man might kill you.
Why risk it?
Why risk your biscuit?
Why risk it? Not over this shit.
Yeah. Drop the biscuit.
No, kisk it.
You ever drop a biscuit?
Never.
Tell me we don't have topics without telling me we don't have topics.
No, we got them.
No. All right.
Let's go. Let's go with it.
Wait, not biscuit.
Yes, and. Kisket.
What about food? Like the other day I dropped like the last bite of whatever I was eating.
Yeah.
And it's the worst. That's probably like you're saving that bite.
Oh, you always save the last bite.
Mm-hmm. And then you drop
just
it.
It's like you do the last dance.
Yeah.
I have a bad habit of like if I have something in my hands, then that happens.
I eat it.
If you have good hand-eye coordination, you can literally grab it. Mm-hmm. I literally like up here, look at it fall. I could grab it at any point. But yeah. I have the worst reflex. It just always falls.
Oh, no.
No, 100%. 100%.
Yo, how dirty does it have to be so you don't pick it up and
you know
eat
what
it?
I don't anymore.
How many seconds is your rule?
I don't anymore.
You're like above it?
It's like a. Rise it's like that thing it. Where like when Gary's like, Gary says everything is bad for you. So and if I ever drop something that I'm eating that's not good for me, I'm like, it's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And I don't pick it up.
So you don't do five-second rule?
I still do sometimes, but it depends where I drop it. If I drop it inside or
this
something.
If it's in the toilet, I'm not
touching. And how far you are into the whatever you're eating, too.
Yeah.
You just got a slice and you drop that shit, you're like, I'm hungry.
It depends. It depends what it is, too. Like, if it's like a chocolate or something, I'm like, I don't go fuck that. I don't need to bend over right now. There's nobody behind me.
You don't need the chocolate. You don't need the beanies.
Yeah.
Nobody needs the beanies.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't got to look sexy for nobody right now.
I don't think I 5-second rule it either. I mean, I probably have. I think you're right. I think it depends on where you drop it. Like if I'm sitting at
it's
my desk.
A lot of variables.
If I'm working and I'm sitting at my desk at home, like the floors are wood and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. That's nothing.
I cleaned like 3 weeks ago. It's cool. Yeah.
Only person
no sits, dust mite.
The only person that sits here is me.
Yeah.
That's all right. Rise above it.
Esco, no. And then I pick it up. Like
you know what?
Otherwise, he's going to go for it.
I did stop doing that a lot when I got Bean because I was like, oh, this motherfucker's nice. He's dirty. Mm-hmm. Comes from outside or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like maybe he brought in some shit or he... You know how some dogs, like, if they, like, take a dump and they, like, don't do a good job or whatever, they, like rub their ass on the carpet and shit? He would do that sometimes. Like, ew, stop, you nasty fuck. Mm-hmm. So because of that.
So that's why you got rid of him.
That's why I was like, nah, I can't have you wiping your ass on my wood floors.
Sore subject.
Speaking of sore subjects, I thought about Gary a couple weeks ago. when I was masturbating.
You too?
When Gary would always say, motion is the lotion, right? Yeah.
So he was like, lotion? Motion?
So I was,
Gary
was right. So I was joking, right? No. So
this is grape.
Mike, you know about this. Yeah, it was grape on myself. Because I was texting you about it, but let me finish and you'll know what I'm talking about. So I was sitting at my desk from like 9 to like the time I log off my computer. Okay. Like 9 to like 3:30 or whatever.
Okay.
Didn't move, didn't get up, sat at my desk for like, fuck, what's that?
Really going hard at work though?
Yeah, or like just... I was working. Okay, okay. On the phone, working 5-6 hours straight, did not move a muscle, right? Mm-hmm. By that like 6th hour, by like 2-3 o'clock, I just felt like this pain like shoot up like the right side of my leg.
Sciatica.
Eureka.
Totem.
I could not walk the entire day.
Damn.
My whole right leg, I was just like limping the whole day. And I hit him up. I was like, yo, why does my leg hurt so much? He immediately was like, sciatica.
Yeah.
I was like, how do I fix it?
Spelled it right too and everything.
He put the silent C and everything. Yeah.
You know me.
But yeah, I was like, wow, fucking Gary was right.
Yeah.
You need to move or else your body just fucking shuts down. And I was done for like 2 days. Like 2 days straight, my leg hurt and I could barely walk.
Yeah.
I could walk. It should just hurt.
It happens. Now that I have this new schedule, I haven't been on my like daily walks. I just started it yesterday again. So I've been walking like now because I still walk Esco like a mile, but
nice.
I used to walk like 2-3 miles on my breaks.
Where you walk them?
So your body doesn't like
around the neighborhood, you know.
Your body wants more. Or what it usually has.
Yeah, yeah.
More. That means you're gay.
Hey, going back real quick, super. I was thinking about this about dogs. Oh, by the way, it sucks you have sciatica. sucks about your sciatica, buddy. But have you guys ever tried
Man, I'm finna whip this home.
You guys ever tried your dog's dry food? Like the biscuit?
No, bitch, what?
See, that's why. Look, so before I gave him some.
That's why I hate talking to him.
So Rocco.
That's why I hate this thinking, man.
So Rocco was barking at him, right?
Yeah.
And then so I was like, here, Mike, here's some treats. So he's giving treats to Rocco. He's giving treats to Esco. But I'm like, yo, before he starts giving them out, I'm like, yo, don't eat them, though. No, don't try it.
It was all with good reason.
Don't try
it.
Yeah.
No, I was just thinking good about reason. It. Because I was thinking about a Lethal Weapon when Mel Gibson was eating all the fucking little doggy treats.
Yeah.
But that's funny because that also happened, something similar happened like that today with me and Jackson. I made like this carne asada and I was like, hey, Jack, try some meat. You want to try it? It's good. And he looks at me and goes, that's for Beanie. He thought it was a dog treat. I was like, oh.
Damn, how fucking rubbery did you make
it? Kiss my ass so much. No, it's because it was like
a... I didn't try to get him beef jerky.
Like I'm over here trying to explain. No, because it doesn't... No, it was a strip of meat. So we used to give him these treats that look like strips of meat.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's for Beanie. Well, don't eat then.
I remember speaking of like medium fuck. No, well done. Meat. I remember going to this kickback and they were all fucking stoners at the time. They were a little older than I was. And then there was one girl who, like, the homie was like, oh yeah, you could have some meat, but that shit looks like rubber. And low-key, like, everybody started laughing at the kickback. Nobody was eating the carne asada on the stove, like, because it did kind of look like rubber, but I was like, I kind of want this.
I kind of want the rubber. Yeah.
Look like rubber to you. Oh, but,
Yeah, I eat that shit. Just steak, bro.
Man, look at that meat.
Exactly. I would have been there fucking smoking and chewing. But it was okay.
And you weren't even high. I just got there.
And they offered me rubber meat.
What up, cuz?
Yeah. What up, girl? You want some meat?
Go ahead, big dog. Go ahead. Go ahead, big dog.
Hey, big dog, you want some meat? And I hate when people call you that, like just randomly. Hey, what's up, big dog? What up, big man?
It's funny, me and him were talking about earlier.
Don't call me big man, big dog.
Yeah.
Don't call me big nothing.
He was saying he was at a bar.
Rob.
And he said he had forgot. He saw a young security guard. And that the security guard had said something, but he forgot. But the fact that Gary said young security guard made me think that the security guard said, like, are you good, OG?
Oh, fuck. Have you been hit with that? Like, Yeah. What up, Unk?
No.
Nah, I ain't been here with Unk yet.
No, but I mean, he was a young security guard. I know he was young. And so he's like, yo, you twisted as fuck. My eyes were like cock diesel.
Are we the old man now?
Yeah.
We are, bro.
But I embrace it. I am the old man. I don't mind.
Well, Mike's gonna go grow back dreads.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grow back dreads.
Just on his back? Back hair.
He's looking like Predator. Going out the back.
I'm gonna go little beard dreads.
Look like Blanca.
Electrifying and shit.
Yeah. Monka.
Gronka. Gronka. I fucked up.
No, that was
trying to be like,
it made me laugh.
Great!
Thank you for bringing it back. Actually, baby, thanks for saving me, man. Take me down.
Hey,
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. What'd you dress up as?
I was Cheech and Chong with Al. I was Chong. I was the Chong of the group.
She was the Cheech?
Yeah, she was the Cheech.
Okay. I didn't dress up as nothing.
Shouts to Chi-Chi's.
Before you ask, I didn't dress up as nothing. But the only reason why I ask is because I thought about it the other day, and I was like, damn, I used to always want to dress up.
Have you ever dressed up?
Yes.
What was the last time you dressed up? Name them in chronological order.
Chronicalaka. Cackalaka. North Cackalaka.
Name in the Southern playlist of Cadillac music.
Backwards. Go backwards.
Tell me about your Southern playlist.
From
last year?
From last year to birth.
Last year, I dressed up as Sam from Trick or Treat.
Okay.
Year before that.
Yeah. I was a vampire.
Okay. Dracula or just like regular? Dracula.
I was Count Chocula.
Keep going. I'm about to do the Jay-Z. Yeah.
I was Count
Chocula. Keep going.
Count Chocula. Yeah. Year before that, I probably did not dress up.
Oh, keep going.
Shit. I was a pirate. Before that, I was...
But pirate.
I was Batman.
You're the Echo.
I was Batman.
Yo, from butt pirate to Echo like that?
From butt pirate to bat pirate? No, but the point is, I used to dress up even at work because I would take a costume to work.
What was your first costume then? Just skip a few years.
Well, keep going.
Go, go to your best costume, favorite costume, and then go to your first costume.
My favorite costume, like ever in my life?
That you ever dressed up as?
Probably Raphael from the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, shit.
He almost said Ninja Turtles. You
did.
Raphael, Teenage Mutant Turtles.
A percentage of me is allowed.
Yeah.
My Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Afro Latino.
Don Omar. Yeah. But
Africano Latino.
So I was a little kid, but it had like the little muscle suit. Mm. And then it also came with the big ass shell on the back. So it was legit.
Did it come with the siphons?
Did it come with the giant rat? No.
What are they called? Not the siphons.
No, they're called the thighs.
The thighs?
Yeah. You got thighs, not the size. Sunk
thighs.
The size.
The size.
The sides and the thighs. Where the fuck
is siphons from?
Also, it's just a big ass fork.
The fuck is a siphon? A
couple big ass forks. I think you're thinking of the, what's that shit called? The Grim Reaper Beholden?
Scythe.
Yeah, it's called a scythe.
Yeah, that's right.
Scythe sounds.
You just had two of them?
Brow, brow, yeah.
Two Grim Reapers.
But that was probably my favorite costume. Also, another good one was me, my brother, and my cousins dressed up as the Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of tight. All of them.
Yo, I remember having I see a picture of I was the Ultimate Warrior, had the plastic mask that would hurt your face. You know, those plastic masks? That would dig in your cheeks.
Or did you ever
hated those?
The all rubber ones that, like, after you wore them, like, your face is just covered in sweat, and then to take it off, it was like, remember, like, the mask from Goosebumps?
Yeah.
The one that, like, you couldn't get off your face once that girl put it on? Uh-huh. It was like that after you sweat. You were just like, I can't get this shit off!
Yeah. But seeing that picture is like, when I'm older, I'm like, when the fuck was I the Ultimate? I don't remember.
When the
this
fuck
shit?
Did we get ice cream?
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. I had a bunch of tight costumes when I was little. So Ninja Turtles. I was also a vampire back then. I used to like being the devil a lot. I used to get devil masks and shit.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Fucking Diablo.
Me and fucking Brujo over here.
Yeah. Now, that same year, I was the Ultimate Warrior. My dad was the Undertaker. So that was cool. My dad had a hat. Dope. A fucking long.
How you gonna forget that?
He did white face. But I don't
know. White face.
Dong.
My mom was Paul Bear.
He's naked. I don't care. He's Paul Bear naked.
Yeah. It took all of me. Yeah, it took all of me not to spit my fucking shit out.
He said it was Paul Bear.
I don't care.
Paul Bear, I don't care.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Fucking urn. That's it. You giving the urn for treats. Putting candy in the urn.
That's actually a pretty tight idea. Yo, let's be.
Oh, yeah. Triple C's all out.
All right, speaking of which.
Nah. Nah. Yo, that's a fade. Oh shit, triple C's.
What, stop it. Oh,
hey, fuck you. You should walk around motionless in lotion.
Oh shit.
Gary had no clue. Stupid ass. Ultimate Warrior mask.
Meanwhile, his parents all butt ass
naked. Dad had nothing under that long ass.
We're going streaking.
Dad's dick was on his shoulder.
Dad was flashing people. Fuck you. You thought he was the Undertaker.
Undergraper.
Oh, that brings a new meaning to the dong.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Dad. Hell yeah, Dad.
Clip it.
Fuck y'all.
That was great.
Oh, my stomach.
What about you, Mike? Any good costumes? Any good costumes in your past?
I was a Hulk once. Actually, I bought the bodysuit from Party City, and then I actually painted my face green.
I was a Hulk once, and I had a purple and gold Laker hat. I had this was I was like
you would
oh you off brand Hulk
yeah
I had Lakers shorts
you been out yeah you been out
you been out
Lakers shorts I had a green undershirt
I think I remember seeing this
I had painted my face like Universal Studios style like the my whole shit was like the mouth yeah and then
you got pictures of this
yeah I do
yeah I think I've seen it
I had a green bandana we were in Santa Barbara that year damn I missed that year but like it sucks when you go out for Halloween and your face is painted you're trying to holler you can't really holler like,
yeah no it's
your face is
not
painted
the best idea.
I've done that twice and it's
never worked out for you
yeah
and you make out and her face is green
I thought about something.
But when I was the bowling pin, that was the worst. That was worse. Because at least at that time, I had a girl. When I was a bowling pin, I was dancing with a girl, but it's like everybody would come up to me and say, what are you, a condom? I don't get it. What are you? And then I would have to stand like this. Because I had a white shirt.
And they were still like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I had a white shirt, and I drew in with a sharp red Sharpie on the neck.
Yeah, what drove you to be a bowling pin?
Fucking Eric. He's like, oh, you should be a bowling pin. Like, he said that shit joking. I was like, I got you. I shaved my head. I fucking...
That's a lot of commitment for a whim. Going.
I thought he was wearing a suit. He went full method.
People thought I was gold dust. People said I was... Yeah, a condom, like I said. But no, I was a bowling pin.
Do you regret it?
No, it was fun. It was funny. It was just one of those nights where you're not going to get no play.
Do you have one that you regret?
She carried around a bowling ball with you.
Yeah, then fucking
hit me with it.
That shit is heavy. That shit is
get
heavy.
Get a light one, bitch.
And where?
Go
where,
to Party City.
Where am I gonna get a bowling ball?
I'm sure they got prop bowling balls somewhere.
It was last minute. It was literally
could have bowling shoes on.
What's funny is like it probably would have taken me.
You just brought around your own lane.
Beautifying his fucking Halloween costume.
It probably would have taken me like less time to go to Party City, pick a costume. Go back home.
Of an actual bowling pin.
Yeah. And then I shaved my head. I painted my whole face, my whole neck. Yeah, it would have taken me less time to go
that. Was
do
a bad
that.
Idea, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
No, it was.
I don't think I had a worse one. I wasn't really disappointed because I didn't really dress up a lot through the years. The only one I remember was Hulk and Captain America.
Yeah.
I haven't dressed up for years, man.
I remember being a vampire when I was a little kid and my mom like painting my whole face white. And then, like, having a little widow's peak.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was probably four, I was a pumpkin. And then the year after, I was an old man.
Still one.
Chill. Yo, that's funny. That's
Blumpkin. Funny. Would you ever get a Blumpkin?
Yeah. No.
No. Yeah, wait. That was too quick. Yeah. No.
That shit is not appealing.
No, it's not. Like, I think about it, like, sometimes, like, I'm really horny on the fucking taking a shit, and I'm like,
are you?
I can't even jack. I wouldn't even jack off right now.
All right.
I'll wait. I'll wait till I wipe my ass.
If this is too invasive of a question, you don't have to answer. But you guys have gotten older. What's a new sexual thing that's popped up in your sex life that you were like, oh, shit, I like this? My
dick finally popped up.
Not having one. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I don't want dead air. I just wanted to know. Do you guys have anything new?
New sexy shit?
New kink or new kink, something.
New kink. What's your new kink?
Like new shit, kink. New shitting kink.
And jacking shit, new off. Shit. Just like I was telling y'all like a couple.
Jacking off while I shit?
Like four pods ago about the compersion.
The compersion, what?
Remember when I told you that when there was a moment when I was into compersion.
I forgot this, and please explain what
it's basically, it's a form of cuckery.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, yeah. You didn't explain that shit last time. You just say compersion.
No, I defined it last time. Because y'all were telling me I was a cuck.
Well, I don't remember getting into any types of weird pornography kinks last time. I don't think I ever did that.
We were talking about that
around 85.
Yeah, you did.
So,
actually, never mind.
New kinks?
Metal straws for me.
No.
I don't think so.
I think it's just... I probably like lost some kinks as I got
right?
older.
Yeah, right.
Like now, I'm just like, eh, all right. It's just
nah. But you know what? You know what? Like, I want to have
sex.
No, I'd be having.
Please,
sex.
I want to have sex.
I'd be having sex, but it's not the same as before. Like, because of my schedule.
Yeah.
You be planning sex now?
Not really planning sex, but it's like, okay, let's just, it's not like...
Let's get it over with.
Not let's get it over with, but at the same time, it's like, I can't get into all the... I like to have physical sex. That's how I like to do, like, let me do different positions. Like, I'm not a standstill. I'm not a starfish.
So you like to flip and toss and turn.
Yeah, I like athletic sex.
And at any point whatsoever, Gary does not like to stand still.
Yeah, I'm tired just thinking about it.
Yeah, I like...
Motion is a lotion at all times for Gary.
So
recently... We need more lotion!
Yeah. But I haven't been able to do that just because, like, it's like, all right, let's just, all right.
It's a timing.
Yeah.
Gotta re-up. That's good.
It's a quickie.
You're still fucking.
Yeah.
It's better than not fucking.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he's like,
what up, cuz?
He got nervous.
Yo.
Gary's like, I don't know what I can or cannot say. What up, cuz? Al function.
Oh, man. That should have got more props. that was good. Sorry, we were snapping up the other.
No, but Gary, I like when Gary, you could tell.
He
like
wanted to dismount real quick.
He's trying to divulge, but then he's not trying to divulge
For sure.
But then he's like, oh, I shouldn't have brought this up. I need to get out of here. I got a bill.
Grape.
Yeah, I can tell when you're doing that. Good for you.
Don't worry, we'll move on.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, moving on from that. Yeah, I suck. No new kinks for me. Sorry.
That's what's up, man.
I think it's like you said. Oh, nothing at all. I think it's like you said.
Well, Mike's over here struggling to jerk it.
You lose. Don't. Hey, yo, chill. Hey, wait, yo.
Jerking with the
that
CPAP?
One's too far.
Is that a thing?
What?
Jerking with
have
the CPAP.
Have I ever? Yeah, I have before.
I mean, I would.
There's no difference, though.
I mean, I'm telling you, I think about jerking it off on the fucking toilet. So there's no shame here. Ain't no shame.
Wait, you haven't jerked off on the toilet before?
No. Not when I'm taking a shit.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
By just regular?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Why would I sit on the toilet?
In my younger days, I did before, because, you know, you just want to be jacking off.
Like, are you home, or are you just at the mall or something?
But he just, like,
out. Are you just putting fucking your needles in the in the toilet paper? You just get
at my goddamn
jerk.
House, Gary. Goddamn
it. Are you just at the Red Robin, or? Yeah.
Dog, I would love ditching.
I would love to jerk off at the Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Jacking off with some bottomless fries?
Yeah. Is that what they got?
Yeah,
they got
bottles. Yeah, now I'm like, yo.
I don't know that.
That's too much.
Yo, RIP the Red Robin, though, at the Glendale Gallery. I used to love that shit.
Damn, I haven't been there in forever, but yeah. The burgers, you would smell the burgers.
I just found out there's a Rally's close to me. My new spot, and I was excited about that.
Yeah, no, Rally's. I haven't been to a Rally's in a long time.
From Lost Kinks to
top tier fries,
top
man.
Top tier food.
It's because we don't be fucking. That's why.
That's true. That's very true.
We don't be fucking.
I be fucking, but
you don't just, be fucking.
It's just not how I want. You know what? Like,
let me count your sperm.
You can count them, but like. There's like two.
That's supposed to be millions. Why is there only two in here?
It looks like Will Smith.
One sperm standing in the middle of the living room. How come she don't want me, man?
He come out. Welcome to Earth.
It's the wrong movie.
Oh, one day.
No, come out another movie, man. Yeah.
It's just him with his sperm son, yeah. And they're poor.
I do that shit. Welcome to Earth.
Boom!
Get back in there.
Way to help me out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
The doctor, instead of slapping his ass,
boom!
Alien head.
Actually, that would be pretty fucking funny. Like, if like you have a baby, or like Will Smith had a baby, and the doctor pulls him out and he's welcome to Earth.
Nah, I always had this skit in my head, and I told Alex about this. I don't think I ever film it, so this is. So she's telling me, "Oh yeah, I'm pregnant. This is the X-ray or ultrasound, my bad. Ultrasound is the X-ray. He's all bones.
No, he don't even have bones yet. I can't see shit, doc. What is this embryonic sac?
These are the X-rays. I'm so excited. And I'm just like, I'm laying her down right here. And like, I got a white coat on, fucking undoing a hanger. And yeah, it was. Imagine telling your wife this, and you're like, and just like, and you pick her legs up, put a sheet over her legs, and you're like, okay, wow, yeah, I'm so excited, and you know, like, and then the video cuts off,
and then but, Gary wonder why he
yeah,
can't,
exactly,
he wonder why he can't do no new positions no more.
Nah, I can.
Nah, food, just, that's the baby's lunch.
Yeah.
I did an unnecessary deep dive on that. Hey,
you ever speaking of hot dogs like that?
Yeah.
So the other day,
way to tie it in.
Nah, because I was fucking.
Wait, you have a raw dog, a hot dog?
One, two, three.
I can fit three in there.
Ball speak for Frank. Yourself.
And I know they plump when you cook them.
All right, yo, so I had
cooking a hot dog before you put it up your butt.
You're gonna be pissed when I tell you this story.
All right, I'm pissed now.
I'm pissed now.
You got it.
So I bought these brats. Right, I was gonna make some brats.
Quit on bragging. The grill.
Dog.
They were.
Trust me, I was waiting for them. And then I went to the store to do grocery shopping. And I'm like, oh, for tonight and the next day, I'm going to...
Fucking freak. Yo, Al, I got these brats.
Yeah.
Waiting for tonight. Whoa, when you would be deep in my ass.
All right. Yeah.
Waiting for this brat.
Yeah.
On six.
On the six.
Okay. Huh? No, keep going with your story.
Yeah.
So you've been waiting all night for the next day.
I had to kill the joke to fucking let me talk. God damn it. All right. So let me talk about these brats.
Like you did it on purpose.
So I went to the store. I bought fucking pasta. I bought chicken. I bought Alfredo. And I was like, oh, these brats, I'm going to cook them. I'm going to fry them. Cut them in, and I'm gonna make like a Alfredo chicken pasta
sausage thing,
and then look at the brats, and they're expired.
Damn.
Had to throw the whole pack away. Oh. Like it was just like not opened. It's just dough. It was like,
yo, how long do you risk it for?
No, but brats, I don't think you can risk because it said like used by this date.
Aren't they already cooked though?
Yeah, but it didn't say best by this date. is used by. Just like my eggs right now in the fridge, I have a 24 pack.
Talking about the ones inside of your uterus.
My uterus.
You sure?
Yeah, booters.
Let me see. Count them.
Gruterus.
Yeah.
Get out.
So what about your eggs?
So they say October 31st. And I Googled today. I'm like, yo, how long are eggs still good?
Yeah, I did that before.
It's like five weeks.
You're fine for a while.
And I know because I've eaten eggs that have been like, oh, they say this date, yo, it's fucking months.
Should have done that shit with my bread.
Yeah. Type of bread I got.
Like what type of bread I got?
I'll put mine in the freezer.
Yeah. The eggs?
Your eggs?
No, the bread.
Yo, when you crack them, bitches. You're gonna break your stove.
A frozen boil. Yo! Oh, fucking Flintstones egg.
Why you freeze your eggs? These eggs are hard as fuck.
No, you freeze the bread just so you can, in case you buy two.
No, I'm not gonna eat frozen bread.
No, stupid.
How am I supposed to make a sandwich on this shit?
Take it out.
Yeah, no, I've frozen bread before.
And you gotta wait for it to thaw before you can use it?
It doesn't take that long at all.
And you just wait.
Don't take that long at all to thaw.
Just don't you.
Don't take that long at all to thaw.
Take it out the day before.
I wanna make a sandwich now.
You're talking to the sandwich guy, all right? You're talking to the five sandwich a day.
How long I gotta put the bread in the microwave to defrost it?
Just take it out the day
can
before.
Can I toast the loaf?
Just run the bread under some hot water.
Yeah, you put some in the oven. I got to toast this loaf real quick.
Put some water on that damn shit.
You see that you only have the ends of the fucking bread bag. Just fucking take out the other bag from the freezer.
You know I only got the ends.
Because I already know you. You probably wait. You're the type of dude that's not going to make a sandwich with one end and one middle piece.
Yeah, why would you?
You're going to wait. Exactly. That you're going to wait till
that
the
shit
ends.
Is not symmetrical. My sandwich is going to be lopsided.
Ends and ends. Yeah. Exactly.
Yo, give me two ends or don't give me two pieces of bread. I mean, wait. I said that shit wrong.
Yeah. Give me two ends or don't give me anything at all.
Yeah. Word.
But you know, you're still going to eat the ends.
I never eat the ends, though.
If I have a choice.
If I have a choice. Like, let's say, like, I'm really, like, I'm hungry as fuck.
Who are you
like,
leaving it to?
I'm hungry. Yo, Mike, we gonna fight after this. Yo,
send that to the thread.
Yeah, I'm hungry as fuck. But
that's
I only got
a Rob.
But I'm sorry,
Rob. No, hell no, I'm not doing that.
I'll punch Rob right in the dick. I'll eat the ends if like you know that's all I got left and I'm really hungry. But like if I got like another loaf there and I got two ends, garbaggio. Fuck out of here, ends. Nobody likes you.
See, I'm saying like
I eat the
ends. That shit is literally all crust.
Ends.
Get the fuck out of here.
I eat the ends all day.
That's all crust, baby.
I was about to fucking bake three loaves.
Unless I need structure. I use the ends like you ever make like an egg sandwich and then like the egg be hot so it like makes the bread kind of like soft and like ripping shit. I need structure, so I need the ends.
Low key, the best type of French toast is the ends.
Get your life right. You over here just
you know because like you're dipping
you
it.
You make French toast with regular bread and shit.
It's the what do you use? I'm sorry.
Fucking Texas
bagels. Use bagels.
Texas toast, the thick bread. Yo, bitch, you be using Bon Wonder to make
French bagels.
Bon Wonder got Bimbo.
You make fucking
motherfucker uses everything bagels.
Oh, thin ass French toast.
French toast with everything
what kind
bagels.
Of skinny girl French toast are you making? Yo, they're
your
basically
potato bread.
Basically pancakes is what you're making, bitch.
Avocado toast.
Oh, skinny
avocado
ass.
Toast is different, Mike. You never had avocado.
I just wanted to say avocado toast.
Okay.
I was being fat.
Cheap ass French toast you make.
Avocado toast.
Yo, fuck
my fire.
Hey, yeah. Let's have a French toast off.
Let's do it.
You make your French toast however you make it. Uh-huh. I'll make it however I make it.
Okay.
And we'll see who has better French
next
toast.
Next week?
Y'all do, the both of you guys do cook.
I'll bring my own fucking bread.
Okay.
You'll see what kind of bread I got.
Make sure it's not expired. Make sure you take it out of the freezer.
Make sure that
the day
shit
before.
Has no mold.
Why would it have mold?
Because
mold.
I'm not letting
Man,
it get
I'm
mold.
Man, I'm gonna whip this hoe. Excuse me, bitch.
My bread is top tier bread, but yeah, you gotta use that Texas toast, thick bread,
ooh,
thick
I love
boys.
Texas toast.
Or, hear me out. You get a whole loaf, like. Already, like in a loaf form, and you cut that shit yourself. Get like a
yeah.
You know what's that? The Jewish bread, the challah.
Mm-hmm.
Get some challah bread.
Oh, that's
good. Some good challah bread. And you cut that shit yourself. That shit with French toast. This is good.
That might be really fire. I've never had that in French toast.
Try it.
But no, I'm sure it's
don't
really
try it because I'm going to make it in my French toast off, bitch.
Okay, okay, okay.
My French toast is going to make you challah.
Hey, man. I don't even make French toast like that, so.
I don't know how to make French toast.
I do.
Gary backed out of the competition already. He's like, man, this is getting a little bit too crazy for me.
Honestly.
Gary's like, I had a regular bread idea. You're bringing challah bread. I'm out. He tapped out already.
Only time I make French bread or French toast is when there's like.
What up, girl?
No more, like, the bread's about to go bad or the eggs are about to go bad. I got to use a lot of eggs for French toast. That's the only time I make French toast.
What's a fucking French toast?
You know what I'm saying,
Shout out to Leslie, man. Mm.
Hey, yo, who's your white pocket?
Yo, how you going to fuck up mayo pocket like that, so, bro?
So, peep this. Early. Jennifer Lawrence, bro. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the Netflix movie. Not Netflix movie, but it's on Netflix.
Oh, you, No Hard Feelings?
No Hard Feelings. Yeah. You watch that shit, too?
Yeah.
I seen that shit twice.
Dog. And she's fucking him up.
That shit was for all the dogs.
For all of us.
My man.
Cuz.
Hey, don't,
give me some big out. Give me some big out.
Don't smile.
No, she watched it with me.
Yeah, with you. Did she look at you in that scene? Like, look right at you?
She had nice fucking. You know what?
Yeah.
Dismount.
Yeah.
Does.
And they kept calling her old in that movie. I'm like, nah, she my age.
Yeah. I know.
She in the sweet spot.
Yeah. Nah, so but you're old.
For both of y'all, do y'all significant others look at y'all when, like, those scenes pop up in shows or movies? No. Or say anything? Or are y'all stupid and y'all say something negative about it?
No, because they know that if you do that, I'm just going to lean into it a little bit more and be like, look at them, did it. They're like, I'll be stupid about it.
Yeah.
So, no, I get left alone. But
yeah. You? Nah, I tell her I'm going to go fucking take a shit and jerk off.
You know, my new favorite kink, jack it off while I shit.
To my mayo pocket.
But she'll never do, like, all right, so.
I hit the fappening after that.
She's like, I told her about the movie. She'd never seen the trailer, know nothing about the movie. She just seen Jennifer Lawrence on the cover. And she's like, oh, who's the guy that she's trying to get at? And I was like, oh,
some fucking dork.
Nah, I was like, oh, yeah, he's a dork, but it's Chris Hemsworth. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to watch it. Yeah, I was like, gotcha.
Lying ass.
Chris Hemsworth. I knew it wasn't going to be Chris Hemsworth.
Or you could have said Matt Rife.
Yeah.
That's Chris Hemsworth.
That's the homie.
For now.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's not really the homie, but like, I like that.
No, it's okay. Shit. We know Forrest Whitaker's son. You know Matt Rife. It's okay.
I know Matt Rife.
You know what? You know who told me about that movie, actually? Kay.
That's not a good sign.
I know, right? No, she was like, I want to see this movie. It's called No Hard Feelings. I was like,
it was funny though, dog.
It was funny.
It was actually funny though. You saw it, Mike?
I saw it in theaters when it came out.
Damn, you just the Pee Wee Herman eating that shit?
Hey.
Jacking off in the theater?
It was like a long theater, so, I guess.
Speaking of theaters, if I may.
Excuse me?
If you must.
Speaking of must.
I showered, bitch. Mike didn't.
I did this morning.
That's my new kink.
Not showering and jacking off.
Musty Mike.
So last week I went to see Killers of the Flower Moon.
Nice.
It was a great movie. I loved it.
Me too.
However, the trailer is a little, because I read the book.
Misleading?
Yeah, the trailer is a little misleading because, like, I thought, like, towards the end of the movie, like, Robert De Niro and all the goons were gonna fucking be outside of Leonardo DiCaprio's house. He was gonna fucking have a shootout, like trying to get them, like, you know, that's what I thought the movie was gonna
get weird. It did get weird at the end, like they all kind of like were living with each other, okay with the deception.
Yeah. So it was like, okay. I mean, it was still a great movie, great acting, great, you know, get all your awards, guys. But at the same time, my mind went somewhere else with that movie. Huh?
No, nothing.
But this is the kicker right here. Mm. So I go to, I buy the, what would you guys do? So step one, I buy the movie tickets. It's a 7:30 show because I'm thinking like, oh, we were going to go to the Disney Hall and watch the Philharmonic. No, Philharmonic.
Yeah. Okay.
But then I'm like, let's just go fucking watch this movie at 7:30. It's a 3-hour long movie. You'll stay awake. No. You're going to fall asleep. But the kicker. Athletes
in all movies?
Yes, dog. She's going to fall asleep.
Serial sleeper.
Serial sleeper with a fucking capital S.
Go ahead, big dog.
He mad.
Yeah, I am. But so they what's it called when the recliner
okay.
The recliner
yeah.
She didn't work. Strike one.
She's not moving.
Yeah, so I tell her, hey, let's move to the front. There's two seats right here because I check on the app. There's two seats right there. They're open. We move. I'm just like this though, like, you know, you go to the front. You ever how close do you guys watch?
No, I don't get
never
too
that close.
Never that close.
Never. I don't get any seats in the first section. You know how they be like two sections?
Yeah.
I never get that first. Section.
Never. Okay.
So mine was like on D. The seats were on C, where I'm kind of like this. Like, yeah. And that I was like, I don't like this. Let's move over here, like next to D. I had her move like three times. So we watched the movie next to C in the original
place.
Yeah. I'm like this, but I recline my seat all the way back. I'm kind of seeing okay. Yeah. But then like in the middle of the movie they shut off the AC.
Oh,
why
no.
Why do they do that? Do they do that in movies?
Not that I
They're
know.
They're not
of.
Supposed to unless someone comes. It's really cold in there. But I would always ignore them.
Okay.
And like when I worked at the theater, they'd be like, so, it's like freezing inside of the theater.
That shit got super hot. Like, that shit, like, that's why she started falling asleep more. I was so
warm and toasty.
I had to take my legs off of the recliner.
I had to take my legs off.
It was all wet.
I had to take my leg completely off.
Yeah.
Throw that shit over my shoulder.
No, I seen the dude next to me fucking taking off his jacket. So taking I know off his it's legs.
Hot. No, yeah, yo.
He didn't have legs either.
Dude,
we
next
were just
to me.
Two fucking torsos sitting in this.
Fucking spuds.
Trying to cool off by taking off my limbs. I almost took my head off. I almost popped the top, if I'm being honest.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Spuds is hilarious. Spuds is hilarious.
Look, we're best spuds.
Spuddies.
Yo, would you be mad? I'm only gonna ask this question, but I'm gonna tell a story before it. My boy Will. We were friends. You remember Rims?
Yeah.
So Rims, we would hang with Rims, right? And Rims was in.
That's a funny ass name.
Rims was in a wheelchair. To go around with him, you got to wait for the bus.
Yeah.
But you always ride first.
For the bus to do the thing with the whole mechanic mm-hmm. thing. I say, Will, we gonna go to the Grove. We gonna take Rims. Man. Man, we take this nigga, man. This bus gonna take so long. Put him in the fucking machines, bro. And we got one of the old buses, and that shit broke down mid lift. This nigga Will had a fucking field day. He has to hang with this nigga, man.
Oh, cripple.
And he just stand sitting
no,
there.
No, dog. So we get on the bus finally.
Hey, or get me off this Will, shit.
Or did one
he
of you
did all, talk like that too.
Nah, did y'all one of you guys carry him or something?
No,
like
they figured it out.
His wheelchair is just there. Just
I felt so bad. Cause you know they gotta sit in the
holding on the mic like this. Hey, yo, get my chair.
Oh, Simon Bird chair.
My balls are like raisins.
I can't wait till
grazing.
I can't wait till Gary put up the fucking picture of Simon Birch.
It's women in the lake. Now you get it.
Oh, that's beautiful. But what's funny was we like because you know they sit in the front.
Yeah.
Man, this leader's looking man. This nigga went to the back of the bus. He was talking so much shit.
Why did shit attack me again?
And Rims is just looking at the brighter side of life. He's in the front just smiling and shit. But my question was, would you guys be okay with having like a spud buddy?
Yeah.
Would you make friends at this age with because there's at a lot of because there's so much inconvenience, you know? Like,
oh, one of them at this age?
You got it.
I don't know if I got it in me.
It's like, now I know how academics feel. Like, I don't want to say anything further because if I do, I'm going to get canceled.
Yo, no, I don't say kids say. Are heavy. Yo, you want me to carry around a spud?
Yeah, a whole fucking human? Oh, man, you have to will yourself.
What's even worse, one of your friends become a spud just off an accident? God damn.
Off the string. Yeah. Off the string.
Don't put that evil on us.
Yeah, I just to Jesus, my friend.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God. Yo, yeah. Mike, you can't walk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yo, I mean, I'll pitch in to get we'll you one of them.
Put you on a forklift.
One of them motorized Johns. No, I'll make that shit super fast.
I hate that there's so many things that you could buy online. You can say a forklift.
Could have got them anything else.
Yeah, like, anything else.
Four of them.
Yeah, you a four lift. Why gotta be a forklift though?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know why? It's because I said triple C's earlier. I get it.
That's right. You disrespected.
I heard him.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, big dog.
Hey, how you feel about basketball this season? It just started up. Mm-hmm. Lakers are back. LeBron's 38, looking like he's 28.
Yeah, that Lakers Clippers game was awesome. Lakers Magic game was awesome. Shit.
Is Harden playing yet or no?
Not yet. No, okay. He didn't play yesterday.
He went to Clippies now. Huh?
That retirement home situation, is that going to work for the Clippers?
Retirement home?
Well, it's all old players.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's all old players.
They got Terrence Mann, I guess.
Do you think they got playoff hopes at least?
Playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. They were right. They went to overtime with the Lakers.
I mean,
they're right there.
They got a squad a little bit.
They got a squad.
I mean, older players, but they still got a Kawhi. It's
James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook.
That's a squad.
And Zubac.
Zubac.
What's crazy, I was...
Terrence Mann.
He's a Pokemon.
We recently did the NBA fantasy draft.
Bones Jones, or whatever his name is. Bones Highland, sorry. Go ahead.
You are gay.
We recently did the NBA fantasy draft, and I was thinking to myself, looking at all these players, I was like, at some point, I'm not going to know any of these motherfuckers, man.
I kind of like shot myself in the foot that day because I'm landing from Chicago. I'm landing from Chicago.
Terrible.
And I'm driving home. I'm telling Al, like, hey, choose this guy. I'm driving. I'm like, I'm trying to see, like, because the phone's up there, but I'm like, get me.
Jason Kidd.
Why is Sabonis injured right now? Because he was on the air. Yeah.
Give me the overview on that.
She's not Googling shit for me. Like, I would Google shit.
You
like,
got to, because when it says, like, they're injured or they're out, sometimes it's just like, oh, he's out due to a.
I was panicking. I was like, why is I asked Siri, why is Sabonis injured? She told me, I was like, all right, pick Sabonis next.
I'm surprised she understood Sabonis.
Yeah. I do that shit all the time, too. Yeah. When I'm drafting, I'm like, why is he injured? Is he going to be back for the season?
Yeah.
And then I picked up Ja Morant and I saw a fucking 25 game suspension. I was like, shit, I forgot. Yeah.
Holy shit.
You know what? The funny thing is, I thought about picking him up too.
Yeah.
And then I saw that and I was like, no, thanks.
I wasn't able to read till I got to my mom's house.
I completely forgot about him.
He was flashing his gun.
Yeah. My mom had yuca frita with chicharrones.
Fuck, I love that so much.
Yuca.
Check his pants.
She still got some?
Well, when we touched back down, we went to her house because it was our anniversary, and so she had cake for us. She had yuca frita. She even had the what's the other yuca, like the boiled one. You don't like that one?
Yeah.
You put the salsa and the curtido and the chicharrón on it. Like, oh, man, that shit is good.
She still got some?
Nah, man. That was like 2 weeks ago.
He said, fuck all that. She still got some?
Yeah.
She put it in the freezer? Like your bread?
What type of bread? What type of yuca I got?
What type of yuca I got?
Yucatan.
Okay.
You can stop. Yucatan. You can stop now.
Yeah.
I like
Shut
that.
Up, yeah. bitch.
So y'all motherfuckers got fucking anniversaries close together and shit now.
1024. Where are you?
Good, man.
1024, huh? Yeah.
Holy you shit. Oh, it's the saint. God.
It is. It is damn. Because. That's why you, she didn't come to the wedding. No, she didn't come to the wedding.
COVID Mike.
She had to celebrate with her man. What type of bread I got.
But,
but I'm good.
Yo, I don't know whose dismount is better. Yours or his?
Is mine.
Oh, is man, my, is
if, no, yeah, we kept trying to like.
I'll try to see if Paul Walker's cuz was
yeah,
there.
No, I doubt it highly.
I'll tell you something.
Colonel, I'm trying to sneak around, but I'm dummy thick.
What was that? Snake?
Snake?
Snake!
This reminds me of fucking Family Guy episode where he pushed that one button and it was just a long ass fucking sequence for no reason.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got another guy.
Yeah,
do they hurt thick. My uncle dick in the?
Just push anybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Dummy thick is crazy.
Same day.
Y'all should double date next year.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to double date?
Yeah.
Colonel. Gary was like,
yeah,
trying to sync? No. That's what I call it now. You're trying to sync up?
Yeah, sync up, bro.
Yeah, let's sync up real quick.
Let's sync up. Hey, I just got the fucking new iPhone shit. And
oh, where?
That's crazy that they don't have those connections anymore. Like,
yeah, y'all on my level now. Y'all on me.
No, I have those connections for my headphones, but it's like, we just spent all this money for years on this other shit, and now you're going to fucking throw it away.
How does that feel?
Motherfuckers.
And now you get Nike use this, baby.
I had a passenger get in the car.
Nike use this one, baby.
I got it.
And they were like, I have a new iPhone 15. You have an Android, right? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I think I could take your charger now. I'm like, part of me did not want to give it to her.
Yeah.
Just take out of spite.
Dick. Yo, Mike, how many times you got proposition for sex driving people?
Never. I think
excuse me, bitch.
I'm gonna say I think because I don't want to sound like you know I got it like that, but I feel like there was one time I almost got close.
I think I always tell Alex like when she like complains of the bills or something like that, I'm like, well, you know what, I can go ahead and start driving Uber, but I don't think she wants me to because I think she thinks I'll get
you're a good looking guy.
Proposition, fucking.
You think somebody just want to suck you off,
man,
for driving them around?
Man, woman, day. What's up?
Why you?
Why me? I mean, because I'm down for whatever. What's good? What up,
cuz? It's not the fact that Gary is appealing in any way. It's just that he's down. Just that he's a slut.
Just down for whatever, you know?
Yeah, what's up?
You know me.
They get in the car. You got slut vibes. Yeah. Like, yeah, bitch.
Slut whore.
Hey, slut whore.
What's good, man?
What's good? They get in the car. What's good, man?
What's good, man? Do you really think? Are you? You wholeheartedly believe that you'd get a proposition at some point.
I would assume.
And Mike,
I would assume that's why she doesn't want me to do it. I would assume
that's what your assumption is.
That's why she thinks she doesn't want me to do it because she thinks I would get propositioned.
Yeah, but
I mean, I could. Yeah, exactly.
You could just say no.
I would say no.
You could say no.
I would say no.
You could say
could
no.
Would should
grape.
But what Mike, about this wood?
Mike, what?
But what about this? Let's talk about Mike. All right, let's say you do get proposition.
Yeah.
You taking it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. No, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. No, but see, I just.
Do we have a conversation about me not having sex?
You're right. Spoiled, though.
Wow. What?
Not spoiled.
Yeah, you be getting way too much pussy.
Yeah. I clearly just said I don't get any. He's like, you're spoiled.
All that pussy you
picky,
get.
Picky is what I meant to say.
I am picky. I am picky.
You know what type of head I got.
You're like the boy from No Hard Feelings. Like, fucking.
Is he picky?
He's picky as fuck. He's like, I want a connection.
Yeah.
Is that picky? Get the
yo, he could have been
yes, that's picky.
When you want a connection, that's picky?
Yo, he could have been.
What are you?
Hey, but
I'm different now. I'll say that much.
It's though. Funny that
good, he, good, grow, good that you grew out of it. Just get your fucking socks off, rocks.
Get
off.
Your rocks off.
Yeah. He finally got a chance to
take them socks off too.
Hey, yeah, take them socks off when you get your rocks off. All right, and then after you nut, wipe your cocks off. But he finally beat in the movie. But he didn't even really beat. Yeah. He just met on her legs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It still counts.
I was still fucking like, hell yeah, bro.
Y'all ever had one of those? Just maybe get the tip wet nut?
No. Never mean. Not a tip wet nut, but...
2 seconds, 3 seconds.
Super fast.
No, I mean, I've had like the ones that have gotten away type shits where it's like, damn, I've had it, but...
No, yeah. Wait, no, I'm talking about ejaculation, sir.
Nah, never. Yeah.
I mean, I have my parents...
I'm talking about premature, sir.
...pay a chick to be my girlfriend before, but like, nah.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Oh. You're doing shtick.
I keep forgetting to bring up the time I almost died. And I think, like, I want to bring up...
Please tell us.
Like, I want to ask you guys, what's your worst, I guess, idea of dying? Okay. Because fear of dying, because so
let's get deep.
Started getting acupuncture, right? Mm-hmm. So they put all the needles in my back.
That's a big game, man.
They put all the needles in my back. Needles.
Needle.
So
and in your toilet paper.
No. Oh yeah, yes. So
catch up.
So before, this is my first time. Mm-hmm. I get a candy. Ooh, Asian candy. You know, because like Eastern medicine.
That was her name?
Yeah. So I eat one. It looked like a little fucking warhead or some shit like that.
She was
that.
A haichu?
Yeah. No, it was a warhead.
Haichu!
And then, so I go face down, ass up, put my face in the little hole. And while he's like,
she's like, what are you doing here? Get out. Yeah.
It's not your turn.
Yeah. Sorry, Candy.
Cancel all my appointments.
My bad. Asian Candy.
So, like, I'm face down in the little hole. I got these needles in my back. Fucking 20 needles in my back.
Yeah.
They say, don't move. But I got the candy in my mouth.
God. Just stuck to your roof of your mouth.
Yeah. No. I'm like, all this saliva is producing. Oh, I'm face down. Oh. I gotta stay like that for 20 minutes. Oh. I am dying. This shit is... can you think of anything worse? But you know the feeling? Like,
what happened to me, Curry?
Did it?
I almost died choking on an iced coffee.
Yeah, but so I'm face down. I'm just like, okay, you can do this. You can do this. You can do this.
Jesus Christ.
Then you couldn't do this.
No, I did it.
You have a little panic attack.
But the next time I went, he came and checked on me, and I was like, hey, can I put my head up? Or this candy's fucking me up. And yeah, so I did stay down there for like 20 minutes.
Yo, in all his practice, the craziest thing he's ever heard is like, yo, can I pick my head
he's
up?
He's like, why?
This
like,
candy's fucking me up.
You know what type of head I got?
At a fucking acupuncture conference, like, what's the craziest thing a patient ever said?
One guy had to put his head up because he was eating candy or something.
Yeah. Got 20 needles.
No, but I thought
then it sucked me off.
But while I'm there with my face down, I'm thinking
slut,
like,
slut whore.
Yeah, little slut whore. I'm thinking, I'm thinking, like, what if like this wasn't this comfortable? Because I'm on a bed. What if I'm like getting buried alive underneath gravel, you know?
That's crazy.
Like,
check out my gravel.
Those are irrational moments. I can't think about
drowning.
Okay, that's a fear.
But I think that this one's worse. Like, at least drowning
for me is choking
movement,
and I think it's just a lonely thing because you have your family, you have Al. Mm-hmm. When you're like by yourself. Like, there's a 30 Rock, Tina Fey she lived by herself and she almost died from choking, but she was able to go to the chair. But I thought about that myself, like, fuck, like, nigga, if I'm not with nobody and I'm just choking, like, I better have some sort of place to fucking do the.
I gotta get a chair.
Yeah, something, bro. But that's a fear, like, fuck. So every time, not only because of the
actual. Someone do a Heimlich on me.
Yeah, not only because of.
I'm Heimlich. I'm Heimlich.
I don't think he knows what you're talking about.
Oh, I just thought that was his name.
No, that is right.
That is his name.
Yeah.
Bug's Life, bitch.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think he knows. I think he knew. Hey, at least he knew he was fat. Hey, he said, I'm Lick.
No, I thought he was German.
He is in the movie.
Also that. German in effect.
Hey, man. I'm Heimlich. You just ended correctly.
Yes.
Okay. Heimlich.
Nah, but yeah, that's one Jewish. Of them, bro. I'm fucking, like...
Are you scared to choke now?
Not like, to mention the fucking, the iced coffee incident. Mm. So, like, there's sometimes...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That you almost died choking on iced coffee.
That's crazy, bro.
How you cough so hard you black out?
Well, I think what happened was, and I realize now...
Went through the wrong hole.
Not only that, but I had already... I didn't have enough oxygen in me. So when I coughed, I feel like I coughed all the air that was left. Mm-hmm. So I had no air in. And I was trying to breathe in, but I couldn't because I was panicking. Passed out.
Sometimes gum makes me do that. Like,
yeah.
Gum, like the sugar of the gum, like it'll go down the wrong hole.
I'm going to come.
Yeah. I will say the accident... trained me to how to, like, basically if I know that I'm about to start choking, I breathe in as like as air as much as I can. No lie,
I'm finna choke.
I can't tell you, there's in my car, bro, I got passengers and I'm like Offset.
That sounded like an Offset lyric, dude. I'm finna choke.
Offset. I want you to know that Gary's gonna use that for a lot of things going in the future. No, but yeah, literally
when I choke on my way home,
that's what helps. That's what helps.
Curse you, Mike.
He comes dog, next dog. Week all spud and shit.
I'm gonna be laughing to myself and just start choking.
Spud it out.
Don't be spud.
Don't be spud.
Spud McKenzie.
I just feel like with us three, God forbid anything happens, we would look at it comedically. There's no way we're like going on in life like being feeling sorry for ourselves. Like,
yeah,
if we were able to live past whatever fucking happened to us, I'm making a joke out of it. I don't give a fuck.
It's like the end of Very Bad Things with Cameron Diaz. Like, we're just all in a wheelchair. Just goes in the middle of the lawn and screams.
I have to see that shit. I haven't seen
you never movie. Seen Very Bad Things?
No, I haven't.
Oh, shit.
It's an old movie, of course, because she hasn't acted in years, but...
No, nah, that one movie's from ones? The 90s. That really? Movie's from the 90s.
I haven't seen it. That's
that
crazy.
Movie's... Let me read this cast for you. Fucking John Favreau. No, she's not in that.
Okay.
John Favreau.
No. No, she's not in that. No.
No, you're thinking about Batgirl.
Man, I'm going to whoop this
hoe. John Favreau.
How lazy is this nigga, man? He is all the way back there.
And then earlier he was like,
"Fat, you stink, and you ugly, and you broke."
You to get the best sound, you gotta be as close as possible to a mic.
Yeah, but at least I know. Yeah, I think I was gonna do it. My back hurt.
Yeah.
Not seeing the backyotomy.
Yeah.
Why you bullying me?
Wasn't that shit, David Crosby? No, not David Crosby.
David Cross.
Speaking of the whites, R.I.P. Matt Perry.
Oh, snap. That's crazy.
R.I.P. Matt Perry, man.
Whole Nine Yards, great movie.
Love that movie.
I don't know about
speaking of drowning.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how he went out.
I know, but I was sad.
In the jacuzzi.
They said that there was a post. One of his, I don't know, I giggled, but...
Because he saw Ricky Ricardo saying, jacuzzi.
Yeah. His final post was something about...
His final post was probably face down. Okay, I'm sorry.
His final social media post had something to do with jacuzzi and water. I thought it was really eerie.
Mm. Pull it up.
Pull it up.
My best part of potting is visibly seeing Gary be uncomfortable with the things that I'm saying.
I'm not uncomfortable.
What up, cuz?
I'm not uncomfortable, B-Dow. You good, B-Dow.
Oh, you good, B-Dow. Did you watch Friends?
Yeah.
Were you one of the friends?
Did you like Friends?
I like Joey. Joey's my guy. Mm. I never really
I don't like it.
Vibe with Chandler Bing like that.
Yeah.
I like Chandler Bing because of Joey, because he was roommates with Joey.
Yeah.
But you know what? All jokes aside, 54, right? That's how old he was?
Damn, that's young.
That's
super young.
That's
yeah.
Kinda, now that I'm like older, I'm like, yeah. It's kind of young, man. Like before when I was younger, I was like, 54, that's fucking a long time away. When you were younger
and you would hear people say, that he was so young, like, what the fuck? He said 54.
bitch, that's half a century. But now I think about it, I'm like, yo, that's like 20 years away. I can make it.
I'll be all right. I think I'll be a spud.
Fuck. But yeah, so RIP to Matthew Perry. That was, you know, it was kind of a shocker. I wasn't really into Friends or nothing like that, but.
Like, Friends, everybody watched Friends.
I didn't expect that to happen.
I watched it, but I wasn't into it. Yeah, somebody told me, like, oh, you should watch it, and I did. I gave it a shot, but I couldn't make it all the way through.
However, as soon as you hear,
everybody knows. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, life was gonna be this way. We were terrible.
We were all wrong.
You were ready. Both of y'all were ready. Looking like a sea otter.
We gonna clap back. We gonna clap back.
Let's take it to war.
Triple C's. What a man. Mommy.
Put him, my mommy.
Fuck. Yo, you gotta peep this. RIP.
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
Offset probably got the best album of the year.
Yeah. That shit was fucking sick. That was mine, but okay, I'll let you have
it. Okay, no, Offset's album is sick, but today, T Grizzly dropped, and that shit is sick too.
Interesting.
T Grizzly. I know Majid Jordan. I've been saving that shit. He dropped today.
Yeah.
Magic.
Mariah the Scientist dropped last week. Y'all. That shit was great. I Had No Hard Feelings. What else did I watch? I've been watching just sports. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to the Lakers. Shouts to the fucking Raiders. Fucking Raiders. New coach alert. Yeah. Hey, who Dallas got right now? Who Dallas got this week?
We got the Eagles.
Shit, son.
Smashing them.
How many losses you got?
Only got two.
Two? Okay, so you're 6-2?
5-2.
You're not 6-2 yet.
No, I think we're 5-2. We had a bye week.
Five and two. Okay, damn, son.
We smashing them, though.
About to go 5-3.
Don't even trip.
Okay, what's up with you, Mike?
Just sidestep his that insult. I'm going to go with Brent Faiyaz. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Faiyaz. You know what? His album was not bad. I heard his album last week. Mm-hmm. Sorry to step on it, but I heard his album last week. Thought right of him because I remember he hates him.
Yeah, because he's so boring. But actually,
this one
was kind of
fucking
good.
Shit. It was crazy. It was very. Neptune's Timberland influenced.
He sampled a lot. It sounded like he sampled Khalees on one of them. Yeah. He sampled
that Best Time track. I hate that it was so short, but it was probably the best song on the album.
That ASAP Rocky, is that the one with ASAP Rocky? That shit's hard.
That oh my god, that fucking little bass is nuts. And then they get into the Neptune's little.
I've been all over the world. Yeah, this shit's hard,
dude. Disgusting. And I'll say this, the production was great, but the lyrics and I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's because his singing is a little like monotone.
It's not even that, it's just that not only were the songs short, but like there's no like concept to it. I don't know.
You ever suck dick for coke? Nah. Yeah. But I'm with you on that one though. This one, as much as I think he's boring a lot of times.
Yeah, this one's not. This is good.
Well, the production was. Even though I like the Wasteland album that he had last year, that was all right.
You know what? I didn't mind it. It was pretty good. Yeah. I had a couple songs on there that I liked.
Yeah,
but a lot of people hated on it. A lot of people hated on
Rich,
it.
Rich is a hater. Rich, but I get it. Yo, music is.
It was subject. A wasteland.
Yeah,
and of course the Black Pumas dropped last week. Black Pumas was dope.
How was that? How was that album? Oh,
good album.
Sick. Oh, shit, those guys.
You know who dropped? Ooh. Bad Rabbits.
Ooh.
Dropped the new one.
Ooh.
Really? Check out the Bad Rabbits.
Ah, fuck, I like them.
Garden.
Did any of you guys go through that Bad Bunny album?
Yes, though, that shit is hard. I mean, that shit is great.
Well, we haven't potted since.
No,
that's why.
No skips for me over there.
Yeah,
because I'm not a Bad Bunny fan as far as like knowing his music, I only got two songs on there. I haven't really finished the album, but Teléfono Nuevo is one of my favorites on the album.
Well, it's just like it's good music. You don't even have to like cause it's one of those albums where it's like I'm gonna just throw this on and vibe.
I see
with
what
it.
You
like,
mean.
You don't even have to.
And
like,
I feel like he knew that. He didn't think it was gonna be an extravagant album.
I feel like all his albums are like that. Though.
Really? I thought his last one was a banger. I heard. I haven't heard it, but I heard that people love his last one.
No, it was great. But it's like this one. is just the same. Like, all his albums are really, you could play them all the way through and just
and I'm ready vibe to, out. I'm ready to give my reassessment because last time you asked me about Drake and I only had this one listen. I've got a whole bunch of songs that I like on it now.
Yeah, it's not a bad album. I kept a bunch of them songs.
Yeah, I got a lot of them. Virginia Beach. Loved it. Amen.
This a Bad Rabbit?
Yeah. With the
sweetest I gotta go back. Never impatient. Sounds great, but at the same time, it's not the fucking... I got my eyes on... Yeah. What was the other song on there? Fucking Good Day or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just hard.
On Mimi?
Yeah. Mimi, yeah. Oh, yeah, my nigga. Oh, yeah. This is what I wanted to bring up. Christmas albums are back. So today, I ran through Robert Glasper's Christmas album. That shit is hard.
Robert Glasper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays the piano.
Yeah. It's only 8 songs, but that shit is hard. Because I went right to Gregory Porter's Christmas album. And that shit was aight.
You were binging Christmas albums?
No, but I'm a big fan of Gregory Porter. But
you started off speaking of Christmas albums. That's why you asked.
Yeah, I'm not a big Christmas album fan, but I'm like, oh, my guys are. So you know what? Let me bring something to the table. Yeah. And it was okay, but he's got a song on there that purple umbrellas or purple snowflakes or some shit like that. That shit is hard.
Who's this again?
Gregory Porter.
Oh, okay.
He's got the deep voice. Like he's got the deep. He sings. Silent Night.
But
it sounds good. But
she ain't been smoking weed.
Robert Glasper though, that shit is hard.
His latest album?
Yes,
I'm looking at it. It's two albums.
I Christmas or something. I December's. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, then it's different. With the thing that I'm looking at, at these two things here. You're talking about a.
Am I not talking about Robert Glasper?
You're probably not.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe I.
You have fucking, you're on Dat Piff. Hold on.
He said Dat Piff. Yo, don't ever disrespect me. Don't ever disrespect
Why
me calling me.
Why you looking for that? Another peep this, Destin Conrad's Submissive. I was playing some shit off of that earlier.
Because you mad submissive.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's called right here, In December. 7 songs.
Interesting.
Robert Glasper. And he's got all the features. He's got... PJ Morton, 7 Streeter, Alex Isley, you know what I'm saying? Like 7 songs.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Robert Glasper in December. Maybe that's an
Apple exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
He's Spotify. I'm Tidal.
Spotify.
But try to get that. That shit is.
Try to get it.
You want me to play? I don't think I have my.
Hey, don't worry. I do. Connect.
I do watch. Let me play you something.
Yeah, play me something. While you do that,
go ahead.
I started watching Suits, like everybody else in the world.
Like the fucking USA show?
Yeah. I know it's like 9 seasons, but they just put it on Netflix, so people started watching it.
Uh-huh.
It's a great show, man.
I think I probably watched the first season before.
Watch all the seasons, bitch.
I'm in the middle of Billions right now. I'm almost done. I'm in the last...
Yeah, shout out to Dan Soder. He's in Billions.
Yeah, I didn't know until I seen him on the fucking Neil Brennan podcast.
The Sodies.
Oh, man. I just heard Dan Soder on Mark Maron. That shit was great today. But I've heard Ralph Barbosa shit.
Is it funny?
Ralph Barbosa.
On Neil Brennan, was it good?
Yeah, that shit was good.
He doesn't argue garbage, too.
Yeah. Look at this shit.
Did he talk about us?
It's Ralph Barbosa.
These guys kept making fun of my name on their pod. I didn't understand.
And the one guy was Johnny, I don't know his name.
What did I put? Which song?
Christmas is here. Man, I'm going to bump that Mariah.
Ooh, he's got, hold on, man. Let me play the song. This is the song. This is the song.
Badu Christmas.
This is a...
I'm vibing already.
Robert Glasper, PJ Morton, and 7th Streeter right here. It's called... Make It Home.
Nothing was playing. He's like, I'm vibing already.
Just because your headphones don't work. Bitch, we been jamming. Make Mike think he's crazy.
a misunderstanding. And this
nah, you got the bass and for shit.
Disagreement. You got, imagine,
I love that bass.
You got Thundercat on there?
Yeah, exactly, right? This is called Joy to the World. This is the one. Imagine hearing some fucking Christmas music like this. Joy to the
world. It's that music that Gary was trying to switch positions to.
Yo, I'm having sex to Joy to the World for show.
Hell yeah.
Yo, shout out to us finding out that Gary
I'm trying.
He's a physical fucker.
Yeah, Gary's a beast in the sheets.
I'm trying.
I would have never thought. I thought he was just all mish.
Cherry 22, that shit was hard. Fucking who else got it out here?
Why is Ricardo going through the motions of your sex life in his head?
Lad him.
I thought he was hitting him with the mish.
Lad him. No, oh, the mish is cool, but like,
I mean, mish is cool, but in order to keep it going and keep it spicy,
yeah,
I get you.
I mean,
I've always been a physical fucker.
I'm all mish, baby. I hit it with the mishmash. I call it the mishmash.
But mish is just like the ground and pound. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you know, I guess now. Anybody else horny?
You know, like, it's just like when the ground and pound for me is just like the elbow, forearm to the elbow, forearm to the elbow.
Shocking me, Gary.
And then, like, when she's down, just this one. Just the fucking side of the fist.
I hate that you're giggling while punching your wife's face.
So you gotta punch your wife, man.
Man, it's just funny.
It is. It's hilarious.
It's just funny because that's how MMA fighters are. You know, like...
Nah, I hear you. I hear you, buddy.
And then they go...
Dismount. Yeah. Dismount.
It's hot water and shit.
Fucking... what's his name? Mills Lane comes in, fucking separates us. Shouts to Mills Lane.
Oh, man.
When you hear that,
what was that you just played?
Larry June.
Oh, yeah, I love Larry
June. Hate my earthquake.
Yeah. Their album dropped? His album dropped?
No, it's from the previous one with Alchemist.
Oh, okay.
Shout to Alchemist. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Alchemist.
Happy birthday, Big Dog. But you know what it is. It's the end of the pod. We have been off the rails the entire pod. I am Rich. I've been in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building.
Potter to the Rizzite.
Hey, Big Michael the Blank.
Yeah, that's pretty tizzite. I got it right this time, guys.
Yeah.
We're out.
Friday.
Episode 127,000.
Hi, cuz. Bye, cuz.
I'm high now. I'm high now.